Welcome to the MS Daily Podcast for April 4th, 2024. We're talking about how we should avoid blaming others for our own happiness. And this, I think, is one that we struggle with, especially if we're not purposefully working on trying to take accountability, because it is so easy to blame others for what's going on in our lives, especially when they're words, efforts, actions are actually impacting how we go through life, right? Like, they do play a part in your life, but it's really, the thing is regardless of what people do, our life individually is our responsibility. And when talking about this, because this is a topic we talk about fairly regularly, because once you take ownership of your own life, puzzle pieces start to fit together. First, within your own headspace, because you're like, oh, wait a minute. I actually feel like I can do something because I'm taking responsibility. I'm not pushing the blame, which is very easy to make ourselves think at varying levels that we're a victim in our own life. You know, once you take ownership and you feel empowered, you start to at least feel like you know the rules of the game, and then you actually feel like step by step you can take action on it. Now, blame is one of those things that a lot of people do. And again, I think everybody, at least in their own head, will have thoughts of blaming others for where they are in their life. I think the trick is where they, the person, like you, me, us as individuals, will blame others. But I think the trick is being able to take a step back and say, no, wait a minute, what's my part in this one? And then if it's something, well, regardless if it's something that you have a part in or not, then the next question is, how do I get this to stop? And because again, like, then you're in control of your life. And, you know, the thing about blame is when you get in with, you know, if it's easy for you to blame people, then you actually will gravitate towards other people. Think about this in your life. If you're somebody that blames others for just your life as a whole, how easy is it for you guys to get together and just complain about things that you'll say you don't have control over, but honestly, a lot of them, it's interesting. You probably do have some level of control. And if you were looking at this as I'm in charge of my life, I think some of those things that you don't think are within your control are a little bit more controllable than you think. Now, are there things outside of our control? Yes. But if we focus on the more we focus on the things that are within our control, the more those other things that are outside of it start to work themselves out. And the other part of this, you taking ownership of your life is not minimizing the efforts, actions, words, or anything that anybody else has had, currently has, or will have when you know they're interacting with you. Maybe you've been through some really gnarly stuff, some unspeakable stuff, stuff that honestly, if you sat down with anybody, if anybody sat down with you and you explained your life story, you'd probably look at you and be like, man, like, I can't believe that you're still pushing through despite that. And even though, you know, I think when we're sitting one-on-one, and Tony and I actually talked about this on a podcast yesterday, when you're sitting one-on-one, I think the level of empathy is higher. Like, we can, if we're in a conversation one-on-one, we can certainly, we have a better chance of understanding somebody else's point of view. But see, the thing is even if we understand it, if they end up becoming, or if you become, or if I become the person that is just constantly complaining about, you know, blaming others for things, well, pretty soon people aren't going to want to be around that, unless these are people that just blame all the time. And see, you've met people like this, and you know, major kudos to you if you can identify at this point in your life, you're doing this. Like, where your default action is to blame others for how things are. And you know, the interesting thing about it, like, if you can take ownership of it from there, that's a massive amount of awareness that most people don't have. Most people are going to go through life, blame others, and protect their ego as best as they can. Check the time here a little bit. We're good. Got a few minutes before Heather takes lunch, and then she and I have our conversation. And you know, it's interesting when we're blaming others. This is a whole other topic unto itself. You know, what exactly were our expectations of them? What were we expecting? Because here's the thing, and we figure this out, I think, as we navigate life. Everybody's trying to figure out what's best for them. Most people, I think by default, are not, like, they want to see people succeed, but self-preservation is a huge thing, right? And you may have expectations, and unspoken expectations are a really hard thing. And if you're blaming others, you might have expectations of people that either are unspoken or that are unreasonable. Who deemed that they were unreasonable? Maybe the other person. And in that case, then you just, you and that person don't jive. You don't jive at this point in your life. Like, that happens a lot too. I think anytime when we talk about dynamics, relationship dynamics, you know, we talk about the dynamics between more than one person, but then it is funny how it all ties back to the relationship that we have with ourselves and how we view our life. So I would love to I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. So you can either, if you're listening on Spotify, where it says, what do you think of this episode? Let me know your thoughts on avoiding blame. Like, where are you with it? Because again, we all do it. You do it. I do it. How are you as far as taking a step back when you are blaming others? And where are you with it right now? So if you're listening on Spotify, you can leave your response there, or you can always email me. And that email is daryl@darylperry.com. So that's daryl@darylperry.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.